This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kinim, Perek Beis Mishnehei. Now we go right to a new scenario. Chatos mikan v'oilu mikan. He has, mikan means on one side. He has, let's say he has cages sitting on the table. Picture on the right side a cage with a chatos, already a designated chatos oif. On the left side he has an oila soif, that's in its own cage. In the middle he has a cage, a double cage, stuma b'emtza. There's two birds in the middle with the regular to be designated chatos oila. Parach mino emtza latzdadim. One flies out from the middle to one side. Echad helach ve'echad helach lo yifsid klum. One of the middle cage, the door opened up because there were two. One flew to the right, one flew to the left. No problem. Elo yoymar, ze sheholach etzel achatois, chatos, the one that flew into the one that you know is a chatos, so it's a second chatos. It's the chatos of the stuma. Ve'ze sheholach etzel oilois oilo. B'chari, so far so good. We'll just point out that it doesn't really make a difference if it's for two people, if one is for a Yoyin Ledes and one is for a Zov. It doesn't make a difference. Because you'll be makriv both the Chatois, or the one that was a Chatos and the one that you're now declaring a Chatos on the right side, the two Oilis on the left side, and both of them will be fine. And you won't have in mind that this is for that carbon, that's for that carbon, but you're doing the avoidah of an Avchatos Oif and how a Chatos Oif is supposed to be done. And the Eilos Oif, you're doing where and when it's supposed to be done. The problem is, Chozah le'emtza, let's say, now there's a Chazorah, not the bird, Chozah sounds like it's saying the one, you don't know which one. So something of the two, remember the middle one now was empty, the cage was opened, it was emptied, two on the right side, two on the left side. The one is Chozah from the right, one's Chozah from the left. Ho'emtzoyim yomusu. What are the ones in the middle? You have no idea. It could very well be that one of the two in the middle is the designated chatos. You can't play games with that. It is a chatos. You can't bring it as an oilo. On the other hand, you can't bring it as a chatos because maybe it's an oilo. So you have the two tzadim. There's no bittel. So you're musu. Stop. Elu yikru chatois. The two that are in the middle. No etza. The ones that are on the side, it might have been the designated chatos, or it might be one that you could turn into a chatos. Either way, the one on the right you'll do as a chatos. Velu yikru oilus, and the one on the left you'll do as an oilo. Chozah. But then if the two in the middle now go to the sides, oishu parach mino emtza latzdodim. Because again, you have a designated chatz and a designated oil. You can't bring it out the chatz, maybe it's an oil. You can't bring it out the oil because maybe it's a chatz. Ein mevi'in toirin keneged b'nei yoino. V'loi b'nei yoino keneged toirin. This is a completely different topic. We've been talking about till now with the problem of the taruvis over here and all the sveikis and all the combinations is all chatos and oilo and birds that could be this or that. Now we're talking about mixing different types. There's only two types of oifois that are kosher for a chatos or an oilos oif. There's toirin and b'nei yoino. Mufushim psukim, the beginning of Pashas Vayikra. You can't bring as a tziruf, as a kan, a tor with a b'nei yoino and not a b'nei yoino can get a tor. Both of them are kosher, but they can't be mixed. That means, this really goes back to what we started in the psicha. The kan stuma of a chatos and oilo is not a korban to be designated later. It's a chaloy shem korban of a peer of chatos and oilo. Tifin akuda, that it's one korban or it's one combination of korbanos of a chatos and oilo. That being said, it has to be one peer. It has to be one chaloy, it's one mitzius. If they're two minim, Chazal understand that that can't be brought. Keitza. Ho'isha she'evi'a chatoso tor v'ilosa ben yoyna. A woman who brings her carbon, she has to bring a carbon, and she's bringing a tor for her chatos, and a ben yoyna as her oilo, she'na yoyetza karbonis. Because the chiv is not a chatos and oilo, the chiv is a chatos v'oilo. So Maisa, what happens, Taka, if she brought first Chatosa Torah Voilosa Ben Yoina? The second one is Posel. The Chatos Shtelzavek, that her carbon is a carbon of a Torah. So Mela Tichpo Batovi Elosa Torah. She'll have to match it with a parallel Oilo also from a Torah. They both have to be Torah. Now, this is not totally in the first that Tanakama holds. It's totally in the Chatos. Because look, Oilosa Torah V'Chatosa Ben Yoina. Let's say the first was a Tor and the second one was a Ben Yoino. It's a weggestalt idea the Chatos, Tichbo v'tovi alosa Ben Yoino. She has to shtol zich zu her oilo, which she brought first from a Tor. No, it's no good, because it went together with a Chatos. She's a weggestalt idea the Chatos. That's what Tanakama holds. Ben Azay Oimer, Ben Azay says it's what we say, L'chor misvaro halchanach harishon. If they have to be parallel, so the first one, L'chor, was kosher, because the first one was open to possibilities of being accompanied by its parallel. So why is the Tanakama hold? You go Bosor the Chatos, not Bosor the first. So before I should speak out, the Rosh and others, that's really exes a kosher. The Posuk says, L'gabi korban yeledes. This is korban yeledes who's an ania. Remember, yeledes brings a kifsa unless she can. And that's why we keep talking about korban yeledes, because a woman would have a bunch of different havois that, and she can't afford the kivso. So the pasuk says in Parshas Tazria, "V'locha shtei sarim v'shnei bnei yoino." Two terim, two bnei yoino. The Torah clearly says it's two of one type. Echad lo'ilo v'echad l'chatos. First the Torah puts oilo, but then the Torah says v'chiper oleo hakoyin v'tohero. So the Chazal darshin echad lo'ilo v'echad l'chatos v'chiper is that the chatos is the v'chiper. That's the way they read the pasuk. Taisyamta brings the drasha. It's a teres kayanim. So that's the way the Tanakama understands. Ben Azay understands that even though Be'etzim one should bring the chatos first, but Lamaisa, the first one is the one that shtels avek. What is the nature of the peer? Now, according to the Tanakama, even though the pasuk is talking about v'chiper on the chatos, so the chatos should be brought first. That din is not likuva, the Rishonim say. There's a lechatchil to bring the chatos first. The oilo is then brought. But what is kilu ma'akiv is that now the korbonis become avekeshtal aidei the chatos. Nothing to do with first or last. That's the Tanakama. Ben Azay argues. He holds that the first one is the one that shtals avek. Here as well, there's a machlekes Rishonim. L'maisa, the Rav says, it's based on the Pirshei Rambam, that the keveya is not the etzem hakrova of the first. The keveya is the hafrosha. Once the bal ha-korban, the isha of the korban, shtel zavek, that one is a chatos, the other one, I'm sorry, that one is a tor, that the chatos is a tor, so mela, that becomes what her korban has to be. L'maisa, l'adu v'shem hold, it's not totally in the hafrosha, it's totally in the hakrova itself. The hakrova is the haschola of the korban. Rav holds that the hafrosha, it makes the chalois of what the carbon will be. So only a person who's mechuyev in a carbon, oil of yared, could bring it. So when you mafrish, that shtels avek what the carbon is, what was designated as the carbon. So then that's the carbon. The first one is one shtels avek, whether it'll be Torah or b'nei yared. That's the machlokes over here. The Mishnah finishes off with one last halacha, which is not such a chiddush once you've learned Maseches Tmura and elsewhere. Ha'isha shevi'a chatoso meso. A woman brings her chatos, so she's only halfway through the carbon. She still has to bring the second chelik of the carbon, which is the oilo. Yoviu hayoshna oiloso. Because this is a din that we find in many places, that an oilo of a person who's mechuyiv could be brought. An oilo that was designated could be brought like hamois, the bailim. An oilo that was nodar could also be brought. Masha'en came. Let's say she brought her oilo. Umesa, before bringing the chatos, lo yaviu hayoshen chatosa, because a chatos can never be brought without the bailam. Oilo is a doiroin. The Gemara says at the beginning of the Zvachim. So an oilo could be brought as long as the carbon has a shame bailam. You don't need the bailam to be miskaper. The Gemara even says that yoshim that bring an oilo, a person died, he left over a carbon oilo, has to be brought. It is brought, it can't be turned to anything else. The yoshim bring, they have a kaporo, what's called Bekufya v'loy bekiva. That's some heft of the carbon. Avad is not mechaper for the person who's not the bala carbon. The bala carbon goes into that some heft of the carbon. The carbon's only mechaper for him. The Yoshim are the Mevioi, the Korban, Mevium of the Korban of their father. The Etzem Cheftza of the Ritzui Adam of the Kapora is for the father. The father's not around, so they're the Mevioi Korban. They got some type of, there's some type of lower level Kapora. It's not in the Etzem Korban. Chatos, the whole Cheftza of the Korban is not more than the Kapora. So without a Kapora, there's no Korban. So well, that's the Halacha, that's the Shevish of Chatois, Shemesois, is that one of them is, the Bailam died, is that there's no Mitzvah of Karmel Chatos, it just doesn't exist. That's the, this halacha is not a Chiddush over here specifically. What is a Pella, a Mamash Tzorach in Godel, is that, you look at the Rosh over here, brings a Shita, he brings Rabbi Yaakov Miralainish, one of the Rishonim, and the Mefarish Lenozer, there's other Rishonim, that hold that the halacha L'moshe M'sinev Chatois Shemesois, is only by Behema, not by Oila. Kiviyochel, everything we just explained is only by Behema. By Oila, somehow it operates otherwise, even though the logic should be the same. But no, we don't have Aloha Moshe Messina over there of Mesois. It's half of a fellow, because L'chor, it's Nister Mamish by Mishnah Mufureshes. The Mishnah says, not that way. You have to know what to say. Okay, now we're going to start Be'ez Hashem Per Gimel. Bameh Dvarim Amurim. Bameh Dvarim Amurim is only, always a Hemshech. What's the Bameh Dvar Mamurim over here? The Mishnah in the first two Prokim has had a lot of discussions. What should you do in cases of a Taruvus? They're flying this way, that way, they get mixed up. How many can he give? How many does he have to leave out? Now we're going to go back to these cases and we're going to say what happens if the Kohen didn't follow instructions? Kimavur Beperek Rishon Beperek Sheni. It's going to make life a little bit more complicated. Bameh Dvar Mamurim, that all these dinim, the way we shtelled it avek in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, all the way we shtayed, Bekoyen Nimlach, a Koyen who was Nimlach means he asked a Shaila, and he got instructions, and he did, Kimoy Shabiyarnu, Alva Bekoyen Shene Nimlach, a Koyen who didn't ask instructions. But you know what he did? Achas Lazu V'Achas Lazu. In a case where he had one peer for her, one peer for her. They grabbed the birds, flew back and forth. One time, two times, three times, whatever it was. Shtayim lezu, shtayim lezu. He has one peer. He has, I'm sorry, two peers for this lady, two peers for the other lady. Sholosh lezu, v'sholosh lezu. Three peers for each one. Also, kulon lamalef. He made all of them like a oila soif, which is lamala michuta sikra, mechza kosher, mechza posel. Half a kosher and half a posel. Why? Half of them are oilos and half of them are chatois. Kulon lamaton, if you made all them lamaton, same. Mechza kosher, mechza posel. Now the cheshbon, of course, is that maybe you got lucky and everything that was brought lamalo was from both women, and everything that was brought lamato was from both women. So you have a choice since there were kanois tumois. So maybe you could designate everything on the top should be an oila and everything on the bottom should be a chatas. But the problem is maybe it's fakert. Maybe the ones that were on top all belong to one woman. The one belong on the bottom. The ones that were brought on the bottom, lamato, were all from Leah, from the other lady. Oy bazoy, only the top are kosher, because half of those are supposed to be oilos. The other half that's supposed to be chatos is posel. And well, the ones on the bottom also, only half of them are supposed to be oilos. The other half is supposed to be chatos. So mela, it's half-half. Now, the lechatchila, the reason why it wouldn't be that way if you would ask, is because you're not allowed to bring the ones that are posel lechatchila over here. They were brought. So maybe he did what he wasn't supposed to do. Lemaisa, how many were brought kedin and how many brought not brought kedin? Lechayra, the cheshbon is that half of them for sure were brought kedin. And well, that's going to cheshbon out. If all of them were brought lamato, all of them brought lamala, it's going to be chatzi chatzi. If half were brought lamala, half were brought lamato, so the ones on the top is going to be half-half, and the ones on the bottom are going to be half-half. That's the way the cheshbon is going to play itself out.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.